الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبعد brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته you once again welcome onto this program Islam Islam and realities of life reaching you through NTA Kano. Our last episode we have spoken on especially the current issue of elections facing our great nation Nigeria and registration exercises that we have spoken, you know, trying to draw the attention of the Ummah that all should go out and register because of the cruciality of this exercise. And today the program is going to focus its attention on the proper utilization of the tongue. I call it proper utilization of one tongue. حسن استعمال اللسان. حسن استعمال اللسان. Now, why do we choose to talk about tongue? Yes, because al-lisan is an organ in your body. That is an amana. Amana means trust. And Allah says, لا تخون الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون as in chapter 8. Don't do khiyana to your amana. That is, don't prove dishonest. Alright, concerning the amana. For example, your eyes are amana. Your nose is an amana. If you watch things forbidden, it is as if you are dishonest with your eyes. Similarly, if you smell something forbidden by Allah, it is as if you have really proved dishonest concerning this amana. If you listen with your ears to things forbidden by Allah, like this, like this, like this. So in the same like manner, if you use your language, I mean your tongue, in lying against people, in backbiting, in rumor mongering, in character assassination, in defamation, in campaign of calumny against people, you know, you have definitely done things that is going to be destructive. Now, you see, this tongue given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be a means to the paradise and can as well be a means to the hellfire. Because Satan, Al-La'in, it is through tongue, he disobeys Allah. He says, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ Speaking to Allah, أَرَأَيْتَكَ Using his tongue. The Pharaoh of Fir'aun used his tongue in disobeying Allah. قَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى It says, قَالَ He used his tongue in becoming rebellious against Allah. قَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى He said, I am the most high of your Lord. Alright? And he also said, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِ I don't know of any deity or deity to be worshipped but myself. He used his tongue. Alright? Similarly, anybody disobeying Allah, he must have used his tongue in doing so. That is why Allah says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ No word shall be uttered by anybody except there is an angel called Raqib. Raqib means record keeper. He keeps the record on you. He is Raqib from Muraqabah. يُرَقِبُكَ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ So there is Raqib, alright? A record keeper. Atid, present. He is Raqib, keeping record, and Atid permanently, perpetually, ceaselessly with you. So you can see, but the Quran says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلِ And that comes from your utterances. So it tells you, this organ is very important. Similarly, in a hadith, the Prophet has said, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا Control this. Then he took the hold of his own tongue like this. And the Sahabi was surprised, saying, "Oh, Allah's Messenger, so are we to be thrown to the hellfire because of our utterances?" What did he tell him? He said, "Thakilat ka ummuk," oh, your mother becomes bereaved of you. It's a kind of a phraseology to show astonishment, okay? He told him, nothing takes somebody to the hellfire but the activities, the utterances of his own what? Tongue. This very, very organ known as al-lisan or tongue is very important. But what happened today? What happens today? Things happening today are very, very bad. First, lying. People will tell lies, most especially during these political campaigns. Just because I want to be elected, I want to be fielded as a candidate, I can go out of the way concocting lies against my opponent. I will be lying, I will be character assassinating him, I will be defaming him, I will be pouring venoms on him. Why? Just because I want to carry the day. You should remember the very day when your tongue is going to be a witness against you. So telling lies is a good example of bad utilization of what? The tongue. Allah says in His holy book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who believe, keep your duties to Allah and keep the company of the truthful ones. Alright? الصَّادِقِينَ, الصَّادِقِينَ, الصَّادِقِينَ. Similarly, Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ الشَّاهِدُ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. He who obeys Allah and the Messenger, okay, فَأُولَٰئِكَ, such a group, مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, shall be in the company of those that Allah has bestowed His favor on them. Who are these that He gives clarification? من النبيين, amongst the prophet. والصديقين, look at it, والصديقين. And the صديقين, that is الشاهد. Because الصديقين is from الصدق. That is among the truthful ones. والشهداء and the martyrs. والصالحين and the righteous one. وحسن أولئك رفيقا. And how beautiful this company is going to be. Now, the point there is what's the diqeen. And then, in a sound hadith, now authentic as in Bukhari, the Prophet has said, alaykum bis-sidq. Alaykum bis-sidq. I urge you to maintain truthfulness. Alaykum bis-sidq. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهَدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. Because truthfulness guides you to al-birr. What is al-birr? Al-birr is a holistic structure that brings you near to Allah. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. Because truthfulness guides you to sanctity, al-birr, or to the position of being recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it says, وَلَا يَذَالُ الرَّجُلُ وَإِنَّ الْبِرِّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And sanctimoniousness guides you to the paradise. Then it says, وَلَا يَذَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ وَالصِّدِّيقَ. A man shall be preferring truth, shall be speaking the truth constantly, perpetually, until he is recorded with Allah, such is the truthful one. Allahu Akbar. Then it says, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ. Be careful. I warn you, beware of lying. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. Because lies guide the doer to al-fujur. What is fujur? Fujur means the act of rebellion against Allah. If you like it, profligacy. Somebody can become profligate on account of lying. Concocted story. Unsubstantiated information. Then, وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And profligacy guides the doer to the hellfire. And then, وَلَا يَذَرُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبُ حَتَّى يَكْتُبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ What? كَذَّابَ A man shall be professing lies until it is written against him that he is among the liars. All these are talking about the ethics of our own tongue. That is number one. Lying. Especially during the political system. It's not only with politicians. Somebody going to marry a girl. Some people will be lying. Well, like one young man told me one day in Hausa. Translated. Malan, let me tell you. If you don't tell lies to some girls, they will not agree with you. I said, really? Really? Allah is saying, وَكُنُوا مَا أَصَّدِقِينَ You, my sister, is it true some young boys have to be telling lies to you? Do you agree to be like that? Let me tell you. If anybody comes to your house looking for your hand in marriage, but has been lying to you, lying, yes, he borrows good car to impress you. He borrows good handset. Yeah, this is made in Finland. Nokia, Asli. It's not for the staff. To impress you, you become what Englishman says, nincompoop. You become nincompoop or nitwit. Who is nincompoop? Foolish man. He is playing on your intelligence. Let me warn you. If anybody lies to you to marry you, by the time you become his wife, you are the first person to run away from him. Because the whole things, we are not built on the truth. Alright? So don't become a nincompoop, a nitwit, an easygoing sister. If anybody lies against you, tell him, hey, no, don't lie to me. I'm not after your money, your wealth, your attire, your parental background. All I need honesty, sincerity, decorum, scrupulousness, understanding, steadfastness, patience, and the like. I don't want deceit and lie and the like. So you can see the importance of becoming truthful. It's not only concerning politicians or looking for marriage. You go to our market today. Alhamdulillah, we are sorry to say, but the reality is more than 70% of our commercial activity today are guided by lies. Somebody tells you, do you want to buy this handset? Yes. Okay. Do you want me to tell you the truth? So he is telling you, do you want the truth or the lie? He has two wings. If you want the truth, he's going to tell you. Otherwise, by the time you're telling, what are you telling me? So you are telling me you have two options. This is called truth, and this is called false. And you are ready to give me either way I want. Then he tells me, and you know some people, until you talk like, I say, which people? Are you not a Muslim? This is one of the things that have invited what we find ourselves today. Lie. Similarly, there is lying in expenditure, lying in academic life, lying in commerce, lying even in the mosque. Because a teacher, a sheikh, an ali, who is called ali, refuses to tell people the truth. When he sees hadith speaking the truth, he covers it. Then he concocts a lie hadith. According to Sheikh Al-Albani, إِذَا رَأُوا حَدِيثًا صَحِيحًا عَلَيْهِمْ ضَعَفُوا وَإِنْ رَأُوا ضَعِيفًا لَهُمْ صَحِحُوا When they come across a sound hadith, reliable, but it's against their wishes, they say that this is ضعيف. But if it is ضعيف, weak, but it tallies with their whims and caprices, they declare it what? صحيح or حسن. سبحان الله. هذا هو الضلال. هذا هو الخسران. Let me transform. This kind of lies is also there, okay, amongst the people who publish news, write lies on the page of newspaper. It's because of the handover of their own tongue. That is one instance. Number two, of another instance of negative overt utilization of the tongue, breaking promises. I have promised to give you this car, for example, today, and I have every means and way wherewithal to fulfill my promise, but intentionally, deliberately, willingly, I decided to backslide on my promise. Now, the tongue that has been used in concretizing the promise is the same tongue now used in breaking the promise. That is another example of negative utilization of the tongue. Another one is backbiting. Backbiting is the negative behavior of what? You know, saying something bad against your brother in his absence. And the Quran says, as in chapter 49, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ خِمَيْتًا فَكَرِيْتُمُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. None of you, let no one of you backbite his brother, or he should not backbite against his brother. Then Allah asked this question, will any of you like to eat the flesh of that brother? Your brother has died. Will you like to eat his dead meat? You become a cannibal. That is cannibalism, retrogressiveness, an act of animality. But that is the good example. If you backbite against your brother, it is as though you have eaten his meat after he has died. So Allah asked this question, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ خِمَيْتًا أَوْ مَيِّتًا مِنَ الْقِرَاءَةِ فَكَرِيْتُمُ. You will dislike it. But it is the third example I am giving you on what I call the negative utilization of the tongue. In Islam, backbiting means to mention somebody in his absence with some words that if he were to be present, he will have disliked it. Now, one Sahabi said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Rasulullah, ara'aita in kana fihi ma aqul. Look at it. Ara'aita in kana fihi ma aqul. Aqul bi lisan. But if what I have said exactly is there, what did he say? The Prophet said to him, in kana fihi ma taqul faqad ghatabta. If truly what you have said is true of him, you have still committed backbiting against him. Somebody comes to you, when he leaves, he says, look at him, so dirty in his absence. And really he is dirty. You are even smelling badly. But why did you say it after him? Why didn't you tell him in his face, please go and correct your smelling posture, because it's very, very repulsive. So he says, in kana fi ma taqul faqad istabta. Wa in lam yakun fi ma taqul faqad bahadta. Wal butu a'zamu min madha min al ghiba. So if really what you have said is not true, then you have committed butu. Butu means concocted lie against somebody, and it's more dangerous. It's more devastating. So al-ghiba here is the third example of negative utilization of what? Tongue. Lies. The second one I have said what? Now, number one I said lies. And number two, breaking promises. And number three, I have said backbiting. And number four, an-namima. An-namima. What is an-namima? An-namima is the negative behavior of causing trouble between people through verbal utterances. That is an-namima. That is hypocritical saying. Or if you like it, hypocritical slandering. This is A. He goes to B and D. He said, I have come to tell you, I had been abusing you. So
why I was surprised.
And you know how the monastic will be talking? He'll be talking as if he loves you. And if you're so foolish, and he said it, if I see him, I will break his head. He has finished you. The ulama are saying, man naqala ilayka naqala mink. Man naqala ilayka naqala mink. He who transmits somebody's word to you will transmit as well from you. So as a Rathinkin person, when somebody comes and slander somebody trying to cause fitna, the first thing you do, say, okay, please wait, 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 wait. He said it, okay, please wait. I have his line. You call him. You will see the munafiq trying to run away. He tells you, and I don't want you to talk. Leave you until I echo. You can talk. أنا أعلم أن تكون المنافقين أهل الشر والفتنة. So you tell him, I don't want to see you ever here. If you are to come to me, come near me with what is going to benefit me, I benefit you. But it is unfortunate today, this case of backbiting and an-namima, these cases are widespread in a lot of our matrimonial homes. Wives backbiting. And in many of majalis of people, places where people gather and talk, backbiting and namima. Okay? Backbiting. In classroom, in a journey, many, many instances like this, which can help in bringing the beauty of human relationships amongst the society. May Allah protect us against lying, breaking promises, Al-Ghiba and Namima. Finally, number five of this, the negative utilization of the tongue is constant swearing. Wallahi, wallahi, no, please. لا تكون حلافا ولا تطيع كل حلاف مهين. Quran says, don't be friend to halaf. What is halaf? Somebody that swears by Allah constantly, carelessly, carefully. We are not saying swearing by Allah is bad, but be careful. Alright? When you swear by Allah on truth, for truth, and nothing but the truth. But somebody is a liar, he swears by Allah, that is called al-yameen al-ghamus. What is al-ghamus? It is the kind of swearing that inserts you, that draws you in a ferociously running river. You become drawn. So it is called al-ghamus لِأَنَّهُ يُغْمِسُ صَحِبَهُ فِي الْيَمِّ لِيَقْتُلَهُ وَلِيُهُلِكَهُ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا أَنْ نَكُونَ عَلَى حَذَرٍ لِنَسْتَعْمِلَ لِسَنَنَا فِي الْخَيْرِ والخير ومع الخير وعلى الخير إن الله على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. I think it's high time we call it a day, drawing cut another program until we meet inshallah next episode, same station. On behalf of the producer of the program and the camera brother Adam, I the presenter saying to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi وبركاته وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Until next time, same station. والسلام عليكم once again.